Watch, London Mayor candidate Lawrence Fox says get your mask off, grow some balls. By James Dellingpole on April 22, 2021. Actor-turned-London mayoral candidate Lawrence Fox has come up with yet another snappy campaign slogan. Don't tell me what to do. Fuck off. The Reclaim Party leader was being interviewed by Breitbart News. Appropriately enough, over a pint and cigarettes in a pub. While on the campaign trail in Sutton, South London. Woke has effectively cancelled his career as an actor. He's best known DS James Hathaway in Lewis. So now he's on a political mission to cancel Woke. We've let the genie out of the bottle, and the genie is that people will steadfastly bully people that don't agree with them into submission. And I'm saying, no. Be free. You are free. You are sovereign over your own body and your own decisions. People say you are an anti-vaxxer. And I say, I don't care whether you've had the vaccine. It doesn't bother me whether you've had the vaccine. And it shouldn't bother you whether I've had it. It's none of your fucking business whether I've had it. Fuck off. That's my political point. The main plank of Fox's mayoral campaign is to reopen London immediately after months of lockdown, and never to have another lockdown again. He believes the overreaction to Chinese coronavirus is a symptom of our age of social media and virtue signaling. This obsessive desire to signal I'm a better, more wonderful mask wearer than you. Fox's response to that is, get your mask off, grow some balls, get out there and be with your family. He believes that previous generations would never have succumbed so easily. If the flu had happened in 1995, everyone would have just gone raving. My eldest brother's godfather, Uncle Alan from Sheffield, once told me he got the 1968 Hong Kong flu on his honeymoon. He said, it nearly killed me. But they just got on with it. Fox thinks that the pandemic has been used as an excuse for massive government overreach. We've got a choice between a socialist government and an even more socialist opposition. You've got no one standing up for freedom. My view is, get out of my life, Mr. State. I'm happy to pay you some tax so that the roads are nice, but I don't want you in my opinions and in my thinking, ever.